Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord that you're able to join me for these few minutes today. On yesterday's broadcast, I began sharing some thoughts on the resurrected Christ. Indeed, what is the real message of Easter? And that, of course, that Christ is alive, that He did rise from the dead. And on yesterday's broadcast, we looked at a few examples from prophecy and history and reason as to why we as Christians are confident that that is indeed a fact. And as we go on looking at the events that happened over 2,000 years ago, when the disciples finally began to realize that Christ was alive, that He did what He said He was going to do, that He was going to rise from the grave. Peter preached on the day of Pentecost an Easter sermon, and there was probably none that was ever as effective as what he preached that day, only 50 days after the first Easter Sunday. There were about 120 followers of Jesus that had gathered in the upper room, tarrying as the Lord had requested, and they received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And after wondering, Jewish pilgrims in Jerusalem had accused them of drunkenness, Peter stood up with the brethren, and he said, these men are not drunken as you suppose, seeing it's only the third hour of the day. But he gave his renowned sermon that is recorded in Acts, the second chapter. Praise God. What was his message? The resurrected Christ was the same Jesus who ministered as he walked the shores of Galilee, the same Jesus who raised the dead, who healed the sick, who delivered the demon-possessed, this same Jesus who died on the cross. He says in Acts 2:32, "This Jesus hath God raised up, whereof we are all witnesses." He's declaring that Jesus was raised up by God, and some unenlightened scholars have attempted to assert that his resurrection was only spiritual, that his spirit came from the grave, but his body remained. But this is not the testimony of Scripture. Remember in the first chapter of Acts, verse 11, the angels were speaking to the disciples, "This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven," speaking of his bodily, physical ascension, rather, "shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven." So his resurrection, it was literal, it was bodily. Thomas, remember doubting Thomas? He wasn't there when Jesus first appeared to them. And when he came a second time, he was encouraged twice by Jesus to touch his hand and to touch his side and to reach in his finger and touch his hand. In other words, look at the scars. This shows that I am that same Jesus who hung on the cross. But there are even further works of the resurrected Christ, and that would be his ongoing works. It is the resurrected Christ who pours out his Spirit. Let's go to Acts, the second chapter, and I want to read verses 32 and 33. "This Jesus hath God raised up, whereof we are all witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he has shed forth this which ye now see and here. So, beloved, there is a continuity of Calvary, the empty tomb, and the upper room. Both the crucifixion and Pentecost are linked to the resurrection because he who died and rose from the dead pours out his Holy Spirit on the church. That was the birth of the church. There was a great outpouring of the Holy Spirit, and it has continued in every generation since that time. The resurrected, ascended, glorified, and exalted Lord Jesus poured his Spirit upon his followers in Jerusalem. After the disciples had had the experience, after the baptism in the Holy Spirit, his disciples were able to powerfully and boldly declare, Jesus is alive. Praise God. And think about this, beloved. Resurrection, therefore, just isn't enough. There has to be a Pentecost. At Pentecost, the disciples realized that Jesus was not only alive, they saw him ascend to heaven, but beyond any shadow of a doubt, he was exalted as the Lord of heaven and earth. What was their proof? Listen, it was the introduction of the Holy Spirit, just as Jesus had promised. They knew Jesus had to ascend to his throne before the Holy Spirit could be given. In John, the 7th chapter, verse 39, the word says the Holy Ghost was not yet given because that Jesus was not glorified. How they must have rejoiced when they received the Holy Spirit. Praise God, Jesus is back. He made it to the throne. We've received the Holy Spirit just as he promised. Praise God. And that same promise is alive and continuing and active in the life of every believer today, whomsoever will can partake of this same power, of this same joyful knowledge that Jesus is alive. The resurrected Christ continues to perform miracles. There are miracles of transformation occurring in these days in our own lives. In fact, so many miracles happen, I believe, every day in our own life when we sometimes don't even have the eyes to see. But look what happened to those cringing, cowering, fearful disciples. They were transformed overnight because of that, not overnight, but it was in the morning when it happened. They were transformed into bold witnesses for Christ. In Acts 2, 22, it says, recorded in the Word, ye men of Israel, hear these words, Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs which God did by him in the midst of you. Certainly, Jesus performed miracles while he was alive on earth. That's evident. It's been documented. But the message of Easter is the message that miracles continue on in the lives of people who believe in him. Jesus is alive and he continues to deliver. He continues to save. He continues to heal and restore lives today. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. No dead man nor dead God can perform such signs and wonders. We know that Jesus is alive today by what he is doing supernaturally right now in this hour, in these days in which we're living. If Jesus performed mighty miracles during his earthly ministry, and if he continued performing signs and wonders through his church after his resurrection and ascension, how can we today dare to expect anything less? He said, even greater works than these shall you do because I go to my Father. Imagine the consternation of the religious leaders. They thought they were rid of Jesus. Praise God. They thought, oh, well, he's crucified. We're done with him. We don't have to deal with this anymore. But instead, after Pentecost, the streets of Jerusalem were swelled with believers who were performing miracles. The problem wasn't just one man, but many. The miracles, beloved, of the resurrected Christ continue on in this day. Aren't you glad for that? Praise God. Oh, I feel the Spirit Spirit of the Lord. I feel His mighty power flowing out to you. Just receive whatever it is that you need right now. Let your heart be open to receive the indwelling power of the Spirit of God, refreshing, revitalizing you, stirring hope, stirring faith to know that Jesus is alive and that He's the same as He was when He walked the shores of Galilee over 2,000 years ago. Praise God. For the word of the Lord would say, my beloved, you know that my word declares that my word shall not return to me void, says the Lord. I am your God, and I bring my promises to pass in your life and bless you from on high in a dimension that you have not experienced. Beloved, my blessings shall be manifested wherever you are, in the city, in the marketplace, in the field, on the job, in your home, and round about you, because you love me and because you believe. I shall cause your enemies to be put to flight. These are the days of revival and restoration for my people. I desire to open my good treasure to you. I shall make you the head and not the tail. I will be a stone wall against the enemy of your soul, but to you shall I be as refreshing, flowing, living waters. I shall cause, yea, your soul to rejoice for the presence and the goodness of the Lord. Listen to my still small voice with new attention, with new concentration, and in a new way, and your all and in all, the very master of your life, the light of your pathway, he who calls unto you this very moment declares to you that you are mine. Even as I call you to stand now in these last days, yea, stand with your Lord, stand with my work. As you do this, as you hold on unswervingly to the pathway that is I have laid before your feet, I shall withhold no good thing from you. Oh, my beloved, don't look at the lack or the misfortunes or even the wants that seemingly are endless, but come to me in this very hour, and I will make you a blessing to others as you have so desired. You shall feel and experience my strength. You shall feel the comfort of my presence around you, and all you desire shall be known to me, and I will answer, says your God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, it's been a joy to minister to you today. Receive those blessings, that impartation from the Lord. The announcer will give you our contact information. As always, I look forward to hearing from you. God bless you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You have been listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at either P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop her an email. Again, our address is P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, and that web address is unveiledchrist.org. And as you write, remember your prayers and tax-deductible offerings of support enable us to keep this broadcast ministry on the air. Thank you for joining us. God bless.